Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Yakira's Perspective podcast, a space where I help encourage individuals to look beyond their point of view while also providing practical ways to navigate through life hardships. I'm your host, Lanaya Ivy. Let's get into today's episode. What's up, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of Yakira's Perspective. It's been a great week. Your girl up early. She getting stuff done. That's the tea. Getting stuff done. You know what I'm saying? Trying to get back on my health journey and get on. Not just for the summer, baby, but just because I'm that girl that needs to be healthy. Okay. All right. I'm looking forward to today's topic because y'all really be cheating. I don't like that. Why y'all be cheating, though? I mean, I keep saying because it's 2022, y'all shouldn't be cheating, but why was y'all ever cheating? Let's unpack this. Let's unpack this topic, okay? I think this is a topic that will never die down because, like I said, people are always cheating. Cheating, y'all. The country comes out. Look, you be unfaithful. You be cheating. You be unfaithful, real bad, like Carisha said, real bad. Y'all, seriously though, I've actually seen several people discuss this topic on socials this week. I mean, it probably is in rotation with a lot of other stuff that y'all discuss, like on social media. Like, a lot of things are just rotation. You just, like, know what's gonna come up. And cheating is one that stays in every rotation. Like, oh my God, consistently. So I'm not surprised. I'm really not surprised to have seen this several times on my timeline this week. But the things I've seen, it's like, oh my God. Like, y'all, like, the way people are cheating now, it's a new level. We've reached a new level of cheating. It gets worse. People are cheating. Like, y'all, dog eat dog world. Like, what the heck? Like, sorry to that man on social media. Look, I'm not surprised by cheating, but the levels y'all go to cheat is beyond me. The things y'all would do to cheat on a person, I never understand cheating because I'm like, why don't you just be single? I never get that. I mean, I guess if we go back to the root, because, you know, we like to go to the root here and unpack some things. I guess if you go back to the root, a lot of y'all don't want to be by yourself, but dang, to drag somebody else along and have them around just because you don't want to be alone, lonely, whatever the case may be, and you rather cheat on them? My God, like, what? Look, new levels of cheating are being found, okay? They're being discovered. I've seen it all. And if you're on Twitter, you know exactly what I'm talking about. I'm sick for that man. I'm sick. If I ever seen my man do the things that his girl did in public and then did an interview about it, an interview where she said she'll do it again, I'll throw up right there. Right there. I'm sick. Like, y'all, like, for people to not only cheat on you, but don't even, like, they didn't have the respect or enough to, like, leave you alone, but to say they'll do it again. You hate me. Why do you hate me so bad? Like, why do you hate me? That would be my question. Why do you hate me? Actually, I probably, in real life, though, reality, I would never ask nobody why they hate me. I'll leave the person alone, but it don't take away the fact that I'll be sick to my stomach to find out that a person would cheat on me, a person I'm in relationship with would cheat and be okay to do it again. Oh, okay. That's what's up. Wow. So sorry to that man. You didn't deserve that. I mean, unless you be cheating back, then I never understand that either. Because why y'all get in relationships with people where y'all just cheat on each other? That's what makes dating so scary, that people actually would go that far to just be in a relationship with somebody knowing that they'll stay together no matter what because they cheat on each other, they toxic. Like, that trauma bonding at that point, that's scary. And sometimes with people like that, I wonder, like, I mean, I know because I've been there. But to stay with somebody that you know is cheating on you would never be okay, y'all, in any way, shape, or form. It would never be okay to cheat on someone and not, like, what happened to human decency? What happened to just caring about a person as a human being? Like, y'all don't be caring about nobody. Like, y'all like, I'm cheating on him and that's just what it is. He'll be okay. Like, I don't get it. I can't wrap my head around the fact that someone will say that they love someone and cheat on them. Like, your idea of love needs to be unpacked with the nearest therapist, sweetie. Look, y'all, the bar is below hell. I believe that Satan is playing with the bar at this point, okay? For both men and women. Because, like I said, it was the man that got cheated on in that video. It's not funny, y'all. It's not funny. It's not funny. It actually was. Actually, for the woman, I'm just like, you, where are your morals at? No morals. Like, what is going on? And I just hate, like, black people. Come on now. Let's not do that. Let's not do that. Let's not do that, okay? We're better than that. We're better than that. But, child, that man is going to get on social media. He going to wake up. He going to get on social media. And you know what? If someone can do that to you and they don't have no, like, respect for you, I'm willing to bet 9 times out of 10, the man is either cheating back. I'm just saying. I mean, he could just be getting cheated on and he could be faithful. But most times with people like that, you're going to stay. I just can't, like, okay, look, hear me out. Hear me out. When it comes to relationships, you have to be mindful of who you're getting in relationship with. And you have to pay attention to who they portray themselves to be while you're having conversation with them before you even get into relationships. So you know a person. A lot of us see the red flags. A lot of us see who the person is before we get into relationship with them. Yet we still choose to get into relationships with that person. If you see that a person doesn't seem like they will be faithful to you, because I see that off bat with a man. I've even had conversation with someone like that. Like, you don't seem like the type to be faithful. And I'm not saying that based off looks. I'm not saying that based off anything physically that I've seen. I've really based that off of, like, conversation and how that person carries themselves. Like, you can see the insecurity. You can see just the lack of attention they may have got in their childhood that they're trying to get from a lot of women, or the other way around, a lot of men. So I see stuff like that off bat, but yet we still choose to be in relationship with people like that, yet we blame those people when they cheat on us, but it's expected. It's expected. Like, if I see, like, you like getting a whole bunch of attention from women, why would I expect my attention to be enough for you? I'm not going to do that. I know that I am enough, but for you, you need a lot more women. And it's men like that out there, y'all. And so I'm not saying to blame yourself, but I'm saying be mindful. Like, people don't just switch up. I always say this, if a person doesn't change, if you see them exactly how they are, if you see they come to you exactly how they are and nothing ever changes, right, would you be okay with that? A lot of y'all wouldn't, but a lot of y'all would settle. A lot of y'all would just, like that bar, you'll give it to Satan and be like, we good. Because you can play with it, because I'm not going to up the bar. I'm not going to up my standards. A lot of y'all don't have standards. A lot of y'all don't have deal breakers. And that's the problem. You need to have deal breakers and standards before you get into a relationship with somebody, because you need to have something that you're going to stand on. I'm standing on this regardless. You're not going to come up in here and think that you're going to just be like willy-nilly and I'm going to just let it go. You need to have boundaries too. What's your boundaries? What's your standards? What's something you're just not going for? What's something, a deal breaker? What's something that you know for sure, if a person do this, I'm out. Y'all need to have that, because a lot of y'all are willing to deal with too much that you don't have to deal with. Baby, you ain't got to deal with that. And y'all, it's some faithful people out there. I'm definitely a faithful person. I don't play that cheating stuff. Like, for what? I always feel like that's too much work. I feel like miserable people cheat. Like, you have to be miserable. It's something deeper than what we see on the surface. But I'm not the one to sit there and try to unpack it with a man who cheating on me. No, bye. Go unpack that with a therapist. Okay? It's faithful people out there. I look at myself and I say, look, if I'm faithful, it got to be somebody else, right? God just ain't create me to be the only faithful person on this earth. Like, it got to be somebody else. Like, even though I'm just, like, rare, but I'm just saying. Y'all, it's faithful people out there, but you have to be picky. And it's nothing wrong with being picky. And let's go back to even the deal breakers, right? It's another podcast. I don't know what it's called, but I don't want to get too in detail because that doesn't matter. However, the woman on there said that cheating isn't a deal breaker for her. Her man can cheat, but it's having a baby on her that's the deal breaker. And I just feel like that's what I'm talking about when I say the bar is beneath hell. Because when has cheating, why is cheating such a, I'm just going to let this pass by? Especially when it comes to women, like, you giving him a pass to cheat, like, that is literally insane, y'all. That's insane. It's insane to think that he's going to cheat anyway, so I might as well give him the pass. Are you kidding me? Is this what we doing now? For real? For real? For real? Like, to think that every man is just a dog like that, to think that every man is just unfaithful like that, to where you have to literally change your morals and your standards to say, he's going to cheat anyway, so that's not going to be a deal breaker for me. Instead of saying, well, if he cheat, it's still going to be my deal breaker. You got to go. And if you're going to keep cheating, anybody else that wants to come along and wants to cheat on me, you got to go. Instead of just having that mindset, we get into this weak place and we just decide, no, well, it seems like they're going to cheat anyway, so I might as well change what I have as my standards and my deal breakers to fit and adjust to what society has now as men. And I'm not going for that. I'm really not. And I hate that a lot of women have that mindset, because now it's coming from an insecure place. You're not securing yourself to know that a man will come along and treat me right and not cheat on me and be very much faithful to me, and I don't have to worry about it. Y'all, it's women that's living that life. It is not, like, all men really aren't dogs. I know. I know. Yes, I know. But it's such thing as a man coming along and loving you and treating you right and being faithful to you. Look, get up out them streets and get up on the sidewalk and walk your butt to the nearest faithful center. Like, center. Where the faithful people meet at, okay? Where the faithful people at, okay? This ain't it is a cheat or be cheating on world, but it's a lot of faithful people in it. It's still good people here, y'all. Don't change, don't switch, don't change your mind on what you have as standards and deal breakers because of what you see, okay? That's a word in that, but I ain't even finna give it to y'all like that. Look, just because you see stuff around you changing and people seem to be making bad choices or being unfaithful or all of those things that you obviously just don't want, have hope that it is somebody that will be exactly what you want. that will have exactly what you want, that will be faithful to you, that will love you correctly. I mean, girl, all your love language, he's just giving it. Like, girl, he giving all that. Like, it's a man out there like that, y'all, and I get it. I get it. It's hard to see that. But don't let social media fool y'all. It's some good men. Now, I will say that the good men need to come out of hiding because y'all need to speak up with y'all full chest, okay? Because these unfaithful men are still in the show and they got your future wife thinking that man ain't gonna be loyal. Now she in therapy. Your future wife is in therapy right now. Did you know that? She's in therapy, recovering. Yeah. Yeah, I'm your future wife. I'm just kidding. Nah, but seriously, y'all, let's go ahead and start picking the bars up. Pick them up. Pick them up. Pick the bars up and take them to heaven. I don't even know. I don't even know, but pick them up off the ground. Look, let's get our standards back. Let's get our deal breakers back. We're not dealing with cheating. And for the cheaters, let's go unpack that in therapy because I've never cheated, so I can't fully understand the mindset behind cheating. You know, I just, like I said, a lot of it could stem from insecurity, could stem from like just, you just don't want to be alone. You rather cheat on someone you don't know. Sometimes you just do it. Sometimes you just want attention from everybody. It's people like that. Attention from one person is not always enough. Like I said that. It's women and men just like, they need attention. But that's insecurity, I think, at its root. So get with people that are faithful, y'all. I mean, easier said than done. But it goes back to the conversation of how we pick people. And also, y'all, start asking people tough questions. I know. Like, deep questions about who they are. And pay attention to who they portray themselves to be. I cannot stress this enough. Don't try to fantasize on who you want them to be. See them exactly how they are. I get it. We get caught up in a fantasy world so much, y'all. We're going to have to nip that in the bud and get to see people for who they are, who they're showing you. If he's showing himself to be a particular way, if she's showing herself to be a particular way, that's who they are, not who you try to make them be. Have conversations, and people will eventually show you exactly how they think, what they think about themselves, what they think about people, what they think about life, how they want to live life. Have those conversations. We're getting too old to be having these basic conversations. Although, look, hear me out. I still believe in basic conversations, though, because everything ain't got to be deep. I will also want to know the little things about you that may not be little, but you get what I'm saying? They're basic. Like, they're not... not super important, but still important. I don't know how to really categorize that. But I think it's such thing as having those conversations too that are just surface level. But as time go on, y'all, you need to have deeper conversations. I'm not saying on the first date, jump up out there and getting to know somebody's childhood trauma, all of that. No, but y'all like to skip straight to the intimate parts of things. Y'all know exactly what I'm talking about. But you don't know a person at all, but you want to be intimate with them. That mindset is weird, y'all. Being intimate with strangers is not it. That's how people get kidnapped. Adult napped. I don't know, y'all. It's not given. So get to know a person before you even get to that level of intimacy, because intimacy will blind you sometimes, especially when you don't know someone already. So have those conversations, and as time go on, when you're dating someone, getting to know them, level up each time with the questions. Get to know them. Please don't hop out the gate and ask all these deep questions. Please don't. And don't hop out the gate being intimate because you're love bombing them at this point. You're trying to give them all this extra stuff. Please don't do that. Take a slow pace. Take it as a... I don't really know. Actually, I was going to think of like a scenario or something to give y'all, but I don't have it. Just take it slow. That's all I could tell you, baby. Take it slow, baby. One day at a time, okay? Ask the good questions. Ask the questions you really want to know. Questions that's going to make you be like, It's not giving. But look, hear me out too. Don't be quick to brush somebody off because they don't give the answer that you wanted them to give. Just because you had a particular answer in your head for someone to give you, that doesn't mean that they're wrong. Look at it from all points of views, different perspectives. Baby, this is Yakara's perspectives. We love to hear different perspectives here, okay? And you have to understand that other people will have different perspectives than you. And so don't be quick to brush somebody off either because they have a different perspective of how they look at things. Now, if you know that you just cannot get with it, like I can't get with this mindset that you have, then maybe, okay, go. Because there's no sense of forcing yourself to get with somebody that just has a mindset that you just can't get with. Because in the long run, you're going to resent them anyways. Okay, I gave y'all a mouthful. Okay. I gave it to you straight like that. Cheating needs to be a deal breaker. Okay? We're gonna go into relationships confident about who we are, but first we have to get some confidence about ourselves and be alone with yourself long enough to love yourself in your space and your time. So when somebody else comes along, they don't take that from you. I'm not asking you to add confidence to me. I'm not asking you to add happiness to me. Okay? Or give me that. You can add it. Actually, take that back. You can add. Okay? You can't take away. And you can't just be the reason, my foundation for all of that. No, sir. Yeah, so you can add to it. But that's about all you can do. All right? Okay? We can be mindful of who we choosing. Okay? We choosing. We choosing, but we're going to choose the right people, the healthy people, okay? All of that good stuff. All of that. Okay, so let's say that you found out your partner just recently cheating on you, or you realize you've been in relationships where you are constantly getting cheated on. Let me tell you something. I have some advice. How about you take your heart on a sabbatical? Do a heart sabbatical where a couple of months you're to yourself. I'm not saying cut out the world. I'm saying cut out the relationship side of the world, the romantic relationship side of the world, right? So no more dating, no more trying to get to know somebody on a certain level. Get to know yourself first on that level. And so you'll have time where you're just getting to know you. What do you like to do? What's your hobbies? And that's where those boundaries, standards, deal breakers, get to writing them down. And really examine those things. Examine your past relationships and go back to the very beginning of each. If you can, because, y'all, I have a hard time doing that, too. Once I'm past something, I'm past it. If it's not recent, if it's not traumatic, I don't really remember too much about it. But try your best to jot down or write down the beginning of those relationships and what that person portrayed themselves to be that you saw but you ignored, or that you saw and you just was like, you thought it was okay. Because some things we think is just okay, even though it is not okay. Like if a person tell you, yeah, I don't really care too much for people, and da 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 da, right at the beginning, you're like, ah, I don't care about people either. Be like that sometimes. Look, let me tell y'all something. It's stuff like that we let slide. We let it slide because a lot of our mindsets think that, well, that's not that bad, because sometimes we get into those moods where we just don't care. But for someone to say they don't care about people is huge. You want someone that care about people because you want someone to care about you because you're a person and you want to be cared about. So go back into those beginning stages where they portrayed themselves to be a certain way maybe and they changed, or they always portrayed themselves to be this way and you just never caught on, right? And that's usually what it is 10 times out of 10. They've always showed themselves to be a certain way. You just didn't care to pay attention to it, or you decided to ignore it for the sake of the relationship changing, right? So let's take our hearts on those sabbaticals, right? And even get to hang out with your friends, enjoy life, enjoy things for yourself for the first time, things you've never done, things that you wanted to do in a relationship, right, on those vacations. But do it for yourself, y'all. And usually a heart sabbatical is like maybe like 5 to 6 months, right? And I know for a lot of people, that's a long time to just be alone, right? But y'all, it is worth it. And if you can't be alone that long, that's a problem in itself. You need to realize, like, or examine, unpack, whatever you want to say. Why can't I be alone for that amount of time? What am I needing, right? Because if you're searching for it in a relationship, you need to be able to give it to yourself first, right? Give it to yourself. What do I need from me? And give yourself all that love, all that attention that you need. You don't always have to get it from the next person, y'all. Unpack all that. And I'm telling you, it will be great. Your dating life actually would change, because for me in my dating life, it's a lot of stuff that I'm just not going for. Okay? All right? Come correct. And like I said, I'm not easy to just cut people off unless it's just really like my deal breaker, right? Like, I'm just not going for that. It's just not my type. I'm real honest, too. I'm not letting stuff pass. And that's what we got to do. We got to start being honest with what we want. If you know that somebody portrays themselves to be, or, you know, it's just like their character is just not, it's just not for me. It's just not for you. Don't even force it. I don't force nothing, y'all. Look, if I know a person acts a certain way, I'm like, oh, no, he's not for me. Like, because I just really don't see myself being with somebody like him in the long run if he doesn't change. I'm seeing you for what you is, not no potential, right? Exactly for who you've shown yourself to be while we're having conversation. I'm with the whole social media, examine somebody on social media in person, through text, how they act when they're mad, all of that, right? I'm with all that. I'm looking. I'm looking, okay? But I'm here to encourage y'all. Look, like I said, it's some faithful people out there. But you need to do the inner work within yourself to really even be able to enjoy your dating life in relationships. Because a lot of y'all, if a good person does come along, right? He faithful. He's amazing, right? But you're not ready, that's gonna suck. That's real sucky. That's real sucky if a good woman comes along and you just know, man, she's so good, but I'm just not ready. That's sucky. Now you one of those persons. Now you're the bad person in their story. That sucks. It sucks. Don't be that person. Be ready. Be ready. And do what you gotta do to get ready, y'all. Look. Like I said, I'm going to have a story time for y'all about all the toxic relationships I've been in. I will not name drop. I don't even think I would. I'll probably give fake names. I'm not name dropping because I don't need none of my exes hitting my phone. Oh, so this is what we'll be doing? Unless, I mean, they're probably blocked anyway, but I'm just saying. I don't need none of that in my life because my life has been real peaceful, okay? Real peaceful. But y'all... I'm here to encourage y'all. It's some faithful people out there, but like I said, get yourself ready. Have your standards, have your boundaries, have your deal breakers. I've stressed that so much throughout this podcast. Okay, and some of y'all need to go to therapy. No, wait. I posted, it was something that somebody had said on social media. Oh, yeah, let's talk about that. It was a woman on a podcast that these podcast people, Lord have mercy, I'm so glad I don't do podcasts, but it was this woman on another podcast. She was talking about how she's messing with somebody, man, that's married with kids, and she has no problem because that's his problem. And she was getting real aggressive. I mean, she was mad. It was like she was mad about it, like. Mad that somebody is telling her that she's wrong for messing with a married man. But I believe the reason she was so loud and, you know, just frustrated is because she knew she was wrong. And that's another way, ladies, of your bar being on the ground. You know that why even mess with somebody that's married with kids? Be for real. The insecurity is just too loud, y'all. It's too loud for my liking. Like, you know you wrong. Don't even get aggressive about it. You might as well be laid back. What you getting mad for? But the guilt was eating her up, it seems like. Y'all, don't mess with married people. Don't mess with people that are in relationship. Don't even do that, because you wouldn't want nobody doing that to you. And I hate that people, that women have gotten to the point to where their savage is turned up like that. Like, you a savage, huh? You don't care. But deep down inside, you want to be loved properly. You can tell. That's why you feel guilty about what you're doing. Let's pick the bar up, and let's take away these podcast mics. Not mine, though. Not mine. Because y'all be tuning in to the girl. Y'all be listening. I'll be like, oh, what's tea? But look, I hate that. And it was a man that was telling her, not that men can't be right, but it was a man that's telling her, look, you wrong. Like, you dead wrong. And she was mad about it. And let's not get there. Let's not get to the point to where we want to get frustrated and angry with somebody when they're telling us the right thing, because we know we wrong. Let's not do that. And marry men. Keep your eyes off of single women and keep it on your wife. Y'all, that's sickening. Like, that's sick. That's sick. Like, whew. But look, in a world full of people like that, it's some good ones, y'all. I'm telling y'all, it's some good ones. Hard to find, but you have to have conversations with people. Get out and talk to people. After a couple of y'all have took your heart on a heart sabbatical, get up out there and get to talking. Okay, get your makeup on. But yeah, with all that being said, y'all, I'm going to go ahead and end this podcast. But look, y'all, when I go out into the streets, fellas, ladies, I want to see them bars up. What a bar is it? What a bar is it? Okay, look, I'm done. But y'all, pick your bars up. We not having the bars on the ground no more, okay? Heart sabbaticals, ask questions, get to know people, all that good stuff, y'all. All that good stuff. And have hope that it's people out there that's going to treat you right. Everybody's not going to cheat on you, okay? All right. All right, y'all.